The reading of God's word from Psalm 96, the word of God for the people of God. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord and praise his name. Sing to the Lord and proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations and his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. So ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering. Come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness and tremble before him all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. May God add his blessings to this, the reading of his word. The story is told of the young man who one day walked into a Marine recruiting station and decided to enlist. Actually, he was there to re-enlist. He had already served one tour of duty and now was back to sign up for yet another. The recruiting officer asked the question, "Well, what was it that made you come in to re-enlist?" And the young man's answer was most telling. It wasn't because of love of country, though clearly he loved his country, otherwise he would not have served in the first place. It was not because of the camaraderie of the Corps, though surely he enjoyed and missed being a part of a significant group. It wasn't because he couldn't find a job and he needed the money. Instead, when asked the question, "Why have you come to reenlist?" he said simply and starkly, "Because there's no one in control on the outside." Because there's no one in control on the outside. We all would concur with that young man's assessment, because there are times we look at what is going on around us and everything seems to be so unsteady and unstable. It appears that there is no overarching rhyme or reason, no significance or purpose to our days, no one who seems to be in charge of everything that is taking place. We wonder to ourselves, is there in fact anyone in control on the outside? It's an unsettling question. You cannot build your life on a flimsy foundation. And so perhaps the greatest desire of our hearts is the desire to know, is there purpose to my significance? Is there rhyme and reason to this everyday life? Is there, pray tell, someone who is in control? The Bible says, rest easy. There is. The 96th Psalm is called a Psalm of Praise, where God's people are invited to lift up their hearts in a new song that only God can make possible, a song that helps them to stare straightforwardly into the darkness, into the chaos and confusion, and to know at the core of their beings that God is in control. The God who created this world, who created everything and everyone, is present with us in the midst of the most unsettling situations, to sustain us, to care for us, to provide for us, to protect us. I am drawn in particular to this 10th verse, where it speaks of God having established the world because of his sovereign presence, his power, his might. The Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Even though it does appear to us at times as if everything around us is arbitrary, the Bible invites us to attend, even in the midst of our most chaotic times, to the presence of God, to recognize his presence, to claim that presence, to celebrate that presence, to praise him for his presence. In a moment, you will hear the choir sing the story of Christmas. Some of these songs will be new songs. It's a good thing. It enables us to hear the old story in a new way. And how we so desperately need to hear the story of Emmanuel. God is with us. For when you sit down and ponder the story of Christmas, it could not be more shaky and wobbly and unstable. An unwed mother who, with her perplexed fiancé, make an arduous journey from Galilee in the north to Judea in the south to a little town called Bethlehem, where the town is full of raucous guests and there is no place for them at the inn. The story could not be more human and therefore more precarious. And yet, we dare to believe that in the midst of that story, God has come down to be with us to establish his control and to fulfill his redemptive purpose. The only question that remains is, will we look to God and trust him with our lives? The earlier we learn that lesson, the better we are. The story is told of a hospital that was having trouble, and of all places, its maternity ward. Somehow, as they had created this new maternity ward that they were promoting to the community, the construction was a bit flimsy. They had plastered the walls and plastered the ceiling so that every single sound reverberated. So you can imagine what happened. One tiny infant starts to cry, and that sound just reverberates through the entire maternity ward, through the entire nursery, so that the other children in unison begin to cry. The hospital officials said, we got to do something about this. So they brought in this team of audio experts who looked at the room, decided that it would cost too much to redo the maternity ward. Why don't you put some speakers in the ceiling and play some soothing music? And they did. But they stumbled across something in the process that was better than soothing music. It was the sound of a human heartbeat. And anytime those children would begin to cry, the nurse in charge would play the sound of the human heartbeat. And in a way that even the children at the time could not appreciate, the message was clear. In the midst of the chaos and the confusion, there's someone here. There's someone present. there's someone in control. It's all going to be just fine. We will hear the choir lift up their voices in new songs, just as the psalmist instructs us to do. But as they sing, listen, in the midst of whatever chaos and confusion and unsettledness you have brought with you to this holy place today, as they sing, listen to the heart of God, saying to your heart, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. God is present. All is well. All is well. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for your abiding presence in Jesus. You've come to us to meet us at our point of deepest need. Help us to experience that peace that your presence provides, because we know that regardless of what's happening around us, you have charge of our lives. It will be well through Jesus, in whose name we do pray. Amen.